The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, locally owned and operated for over 40 years.
Welcome. They're the words of Ogre Olive Wofsky. I think I might have used that before, Kingy. This is the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast. And Kingy.
Hello, Ben.
Yes. I've got a.
Greetings and salutations, listeners.
I've got a bone to pick you there.
Oh, good. About what I took out of last week.
Yes. You took out a very humorous story that offended absolutely no one. No names were mentioned. And it was quite humorous. It brought some humour. It lightened up the mood of our podcast.
Do you know why I take stuff out?
Why?
Because it drives you nuts.
I know, but I was looking forward to it because
it makes you go back and listen and actually maybe just self-assess.
Yeah, I do. Well, I don't know if I do a bit of self-assessing, King. I've done a little bit of that across the time. But
you've been married as long as you've got
to
self-assess.
You took a story out that was disappointing, King.
All right, tell it.
So, well, I don't know. This doesn't offend anyone. Does it? It doesn't offend anyone.
It could.
Let the listeners make up their mind.
Let the listeners make it, and when they are offended and we're booted
well,
off
if
air.
Anyone offended, just contact me directly and I'll talk you through it, okay? We can talk it through man for man or man on woman, whatever it is, Kingy, okay? Yeah. We can have a sensible adult discussion.
And a sensible adult discussion. Yes,
they don't go in the same sense. No. I took some refreshments across the road, okay? Why, you know the story. I took some refreshments across the road and to refresh with a neighbour, as people do. And we were listening to some music and we were outside and we were sort of 6 to 7 cans into the refreshments and he needed to go to the toilet. And we were listening to music and the music was being run through his phone. So he went to the toilet and he threw me his phone. He said, "Here, put on whatever you want to listen to." So I said, "What's the code?" He gave me the code. I scrolled into the phone and I saw a little bit of Spotify and then I sort of flicked off Spotify and the next...
Adult entertainment.
There was some chicken and corn he'd been watching, Kingy. And
all right.
When he came back, I asked him, I waited at the opportune time and I said, "So how's the..." And I referenced the site he'd been on because they've all got little names. And anyway, it was fantastic, Kingy, and it caused great merriment that the neighbour had been indulging
in
a bit of dark arts.
Right.
Which is, you don't get that all the time, do you?
No.
I was absolutely thrilled for him. This is a step in the right direction, and it caused some great hilarity amongst us.
Talking about what caused hilarity, one of our listeners from the broadcast on the weekend, I'm just having a little bit of, I can't find who it was. We will find it a little bit later.
Is this the Geelong to Sydney?
Yeah, so we were talking about Bailey Smith going 2 states for a bit of catch up.
Some Hush McCundy.
Yeah. Anyway.
She's got 17 million people following her, that woman that he went to see.
Right.
And they went to 2 of the most prominent places, one in Burleigh Heads and one somewhere else. So they clearly wants to be seen.
Yeah.
And is this the question about how far you would go for a date?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the Kouliaritis fan, so Paul Kouliaritis, played for the Cats. I think this is the first time they've engaged with us off Big Footy.
Former number 36.
Yep. I just want to say I appreciate the podcast with Michaela Bowen. So Michaela Bowen and I are doing an AFLW Cat Attack podcast.
Very good.
Yeah.
She speaks very well.
She's outstanding.
You said she was very good, Kingy.
Yeah.
Has a good story to tell.
Absolutely. And more stories to tell too. So we're going to do it weekly. As we go. Big fan as a player, and it was great to hear her insight on life for an AFLW player, what it takes and what it means to her. Ben, I must say the joke referring to Bailey Smith and his Gold Coast date and whether you would travel 2 states for a date was a very good, genuine belly laugh when you dropped the punchline. Keep up the good work. I can't believe how well the club has regenerated since 2022. Almost happy for us to fall down the ladder, but the way the club has added young talent and kept attending is remarkable. Your punchline was?
I can't.
Absolutely.
Would you travel?
Yeah.
Well, Kingy, sometimes you've got to. you just have to, don't you?
Well.
I used to live in WA, and I used to work on a mine site. So through the draft, I'd slip down the order mill. I had a bad patch and managed to
right.
Yeah. Anyway, so I used to look forward to the flight down, Kingy.
Can we talk about the Cats?
Yes.
Can you, actually? Before
I'd rather
you
talk
do,
about that nurse.
right. Anyway, can you actually, before we do, can you just tell the story about how when we fly to Perth, well, when we used to fly to Perth and come out of the old, which where we come out of now is a bit different, but there used to be some units that you used to...
It was a motel.
Yes.
And it was called the Maracunda, which was quite extraordinary because it had a... Maracunda was a funny name. But anyway, I used to go there every now and then, Kingy, when I was flying out early. And I had a, as my father would say, a lady friend.
Right.
Who used to come to the Maracunda with me. And we used to just play Uno and various other board
drink
games.
Tea?
We played Boggle.
Boggle.
We drank tea, Kingy. And one night, I don't know, probably can't say.
No, you can't. Anyway, let's move on. Let's talk about the Cats.
Yeah.
Shannon Neal getting a week off isn't, well, it's not ideal, but it...
Did you notice that during the game?
No, I had no idea. I actually...
Neither did I.
No, I'll name drop a journalist here. I was talking to John Ralph on Monday afternoon about something completely different, and he said, oh, what did you make of the Shannon Neal bump on Jake Lloyd? And I said, what Shannon Neal bump on Jake Lloyd?
Do you think if this was a final, the Cats would be appealing?
I'm surprised they didn't anyway.
Do you think they're trying to keep their powder dry in case they need to in the finals?
Potentially. They definitely would have if it was final.
Did you see...
Because you don't get it. There's no chat. Like, it's not like local footy where you go and challenge and they go, well, you came and challenged, bad luck. No. We're going to tack another one on. This would have been just, he would have still got one. But the Cats obviously thought, well, maybe he was due be managed anyway. I know there's a week off next week. But
I don't think he would have been getting managed with another week off. But
no, but...
Did you see any other angle other than the one I saw?
No. No, I only just saw the down the ground.
Well, I only saw the one that was perhaps the broadcast where he was off the wing. The side.
Yeah. I saw the down the ground. Oh, no, sorry. It's where it started. The original angle started down the ground.
Right.
And then it squared up to the wing.
So did down the ground angle look worse than the one that would have seen?
No, I don't reckon the down the ground captured it. It's what it started as and then it finished.
Lloyd just got straight up.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, you'd be absolutely... Oh, you'd be tearing filthy. Your hair if it was the finals.
They would have challenged it if they were going to a final.
Yeah, yeah. I think I saw your tweet, King. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I thought it might have been I had to check what date it was. It was an April Fool's date.
Yeah.
He's becoming I know Daz will be absolutely naked probably from his performance.
41 goals this year.
Yeah, it's a good return for a bloke that's on the up. This is his first full season.
Yep.
I mean, last year was three-quarter season.
I think he played 15 last year.
Yeah, it was a great... And I think we've mentioned this before. We have, Kingy, a few times. It to the detriment of Tom Hawkins, no one wanted to see Tom Hawkins go out the way he did, but it allowed... I mean, let's be honest. Had Hawkins been fit last year, Neil's probably only played five or six games.
Yep.
So he's not as prepared for this year as he was.
Correct.
As he would have been. And he is a serious player.
He's running and jumping at everything.
He is.
With real confidence.
He's marking the ball. And that was probably the thing that we talked about early on in his career. He was getting to good spots and you thought he was going to mark it and he'd drop it. He's holding on to more and more of those and his kicking is elite. That's what is going to be a difference maker for him.
How elite, Penny?
It's majestic.
Yeah, no, but what did you just...
Well, I said during the call, and this just came out wrong, this was not intended. So if anybody's going to be offended, they'll be offended by this. But I actually, I was talking about during the call how straight his kicks were and how straight he kicked the ball. And I said he has very straight balls.
His balls are straight, yeah.
Yes, which they do. The balls he kicks go straight.
Yes.
Just, Hawkins had the fade.
Yeah.
His balls
just
fading.
Just the 14-year-old. Someone does it. The 14-year-old's inside, Neildy and I.
Yes. So the other two bozos, they're not obviously adult enough to sort of comprehend, and they burst out laughing in the middle of the call.
We didn't burst out laughing.
You did so. You both started laughing, and I had to get the ship back on.
Well, there you go. King 123, Casanelia 1.
But the thing about it, King, he's being serious, is that it's a weapon because if he's getting... You know, there's going to be games as a forward where you're not going to get great opportunities. He might only get three shots at goal. He's a very good chance of kicking three straight. If he gets six or seven shots at goal, he's a very good chance of kicking 6-1 or 5-2. Mm. So, you know, we see a lot of these key forwards aren't great kicks. Max King is one. Ben King to a degree, although I think he's improved that this year. There's some other key forwards, Harry Mackay. They don't make the most of their opportunities. And if you don't make the most of the opportunities, you're not having a great impact. Neil is going to be able to impact games without having to have 10 shots at goal. And oh, that's such a weapon. And the fact he does, I know we joked about kicking it straight, but his kicks are dead straight, which is very difficult to do, and it highlights how good his technique is. Yeah. So, look, he is a weapon. If he can get to 50 goals this year with some finals, that's a really, yeah, really good return for a player who is still got so much more improvement.
Even mid-40s.
Yeah,
two goals a game.
What, look up Kingy, and I don't reckon he was even playing seniors. How many goals did Tom Hawkins kick in his fifth season? How did his career go in goals from second to third to fourth to fifth to sixth year? How long was it before he was a bona fide kicking your 50 goals a year type key forward?
It was his sixth year, 2012.
So what did he kick in his fifth year?
27.
27, playing how many games?
18.
And then how many, so he went to...
He did kick 34 in his third year, played 24 games in his third year.
Pretty much every game.
Yep.
And kicked 34.
Yep.
And then he's kicked, so he went to, what, sixth year, he kicked how many?
62.
62.
Yep.
So he absolutely, his breakout season was year six.
And he won the best and fairest.
So year six is next year for Shannon Neal.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah, drafted in 20. Yep.
Is Neal 22? 23.
23.
Yep. Oh, look, let's hope the Cats can keep him around, Kingy. That'll be the key.
Yep.
As a Western Australian, hopefully he's enjoying it. You'd think he would be. I mean, I know it was well documented. He had a few issues early with homesickness.
Yeah, I had a chat to him about that at a breakfast during the week, and I raised that with him, and he said it was a little bit overplayed. Like, the club allowed him to go home, but he actually wasn't going home that much because it was 2021, and he was actually restricted with travelling.
Right.
So he actually said that's not necessarily true. I think he admitted he'd heard the stories that, yeah. He admitted, look, yeah, it was tough, but the going home, as much as it was made out, probably wasn't.
What's he like as a fella?
He's
never spoken.
No, really decent.
Well, I've had him on K-Rock. He seemed like a...
No, I had him at what is called the Biz Sport Breakfast in Geelong, the theme yesterday was Geelong's next wave of talent. So Benny Eccles, the golfer.
Oh, yeah.
Was up there, Taylor Mole, Geelong basketballer, WNBL team, Charlie Hoey, who's an underage Australian netball representative from Geelong West, was up there, and Shannon Neal. And he was engaging. People walked away very impressed. And I'd already spoken to him privately before and held conversation with him. He's very articulate. Now, I don't think he's a silly boy.
Oh, that's good.
But, yeah.
So do you know his living arrangements? Is he living with a player? Is he living by himself?
No, that I'm not sure. No, I'm not exactly certain of that.
Well, the Cats need... He's one of those players you just can't afford to lose. I'm not suggesting he's contracted until
it's definitely next year. It might even be the year after.
So another year or two.
Yeah.
And if he gets to 24, 25 as a 50 to 60 goal player, having done so across 3 years, let's say he gets to mid 40s, 50 this year,
end of 27, Benny.
So okay, so he's got another couple of years. If he's kicking 45 goals this year, 50 goals, if he's kicking 55 goals next year and he's kicking 55 to 60 goals the following year, as a 25-year-old, 26-year-old, he is going to command some really big money.
Yep. And he's going to become more important because Cameron gets closer to the end.
Well, Cameron would be gone by then, wouldn't he? Be 37.
End of 27?
Yeah.
2 years' time? Now, Cameron's only 33.
35, 36. I would have thought he'd be just about over an hour, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's been fairly durable, Cameron.
He has, but is he the sort of player that absolutely froths over footy, wants to just keep playing, or will he have earned his cash and thought, you know, I've had enough?
I've paid the farm off and I'm...
And you never know what happens between now and then when you're reaching 33, 34, 35. But Neil is the one that they obviously need to hang on to. And at the other end, you've got Connor O'Sullivan and Sam Dicconi, key pillars. Those three blokes, or what's Dicconi, 204, 203... Connor O'Sullivan's 198, 199, and at the other end, Neil's 203.
I think the Cats get 3 more years out of Cameron. So he's 32.
Well, it all depends on injuries, King.
32 now. He won't turn 33 till the start of next year.
Yeah, I'm hoping that happens, but it's
35 at the start of 2027.
The way he plays, he can get injured. He's been quite durable, but he does play that position where he can cop a serious injury. He does throw himself at the ball.
Other than his first year where he only played 15 games... 24, 20, 24 and 22.
Cameron.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's...
And that 20 was in the year where Geelong only played 23.
And he had... What we liked about the game against Sydney was that he had one of his quieter games for the year, didn't kick a goal.
Found the ball up the ground and...
Well, I think he had...
He cleared out a bit for Shannon Neal, to be honest. He spent a bit of time up the ground and Sydney put a lot of work into him.
Yeah, they did. They did, and he struggled. He didn't. I reckon 70% of his possessions were backward of the wing, and Geelong was still, you know, conceded the a competent opposition, albeit they're not playing finals. Conceded them a 4-goal head start and reeled them in and won by 7.
Yep,
it was a really really professional performance.
Clinical.
Yeah, I was really impressed. I mean, I was talking to somebody this morning, Kingy, about the Pussycats, who's involved in racing and is a cat fan. So the discussion talks about, it goes from how's my horses going to what about the cats? I was saying how Geelong could not be any better placed. Of all the teams yep. that are in the top 8 right now, bar maybe the Bulldogs, who are actually ironically not even, well, they're in the 8, but technically they're not. They've got to win this week to get into the 8.
I think they beat Freo.
I think they beat Freo too, but as it stands right now, I know they're 8th, but they're actually a game out because Gold Coast will beat Essendon.
Yep.
So they're actually physically a game out of the 8. So they need to win. But bar the Bulldogs, you've got Adelaide. I think Adelaide are very beatable. Mm. Isaac Rankin, that issue there is obviously going to be hurt them.
Yep.
I have this feeling that they aren't a seasoned enough team.
No, we've been in the finals for a few years.
I reckon Collingwood, let's put it this way, if Brisbane beat Hawthorn, Geelong will play Brisbane, and Collingwood beat Melbourne, Adelaide will play Collingwood,
yep.
and I reckon Collingwood will fancy their chances of going over there and winning that.
You don't think Gold Coast will get to 4th?
Well, what do they need to do?
So they need to win both. Collingwood's percentage 123.1, Gold Coast 121.2. So they're going to make up 2%. And if they win twice, they're going to pick up.
So they've got Port Adelaide away and then Essendon home.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's not
there's
beyond...
There's a chance that the Gold Coast are going to Adelaide.
That's not beyond the realms.
And if Hawthorn... Geelong's perfect scenario, I reckon, is Hawthorn beating Brisbane,
yeah,
Gold Coast getting to 3rd, and Gold Coast having to come to play their first final against the Cats at
the G. You'd be very excited about that.
Yep.
But just going through it, Adelaide have got, you know, they're on top.
Can't be moved.
They've been in front. They've been, to use a racing parlance, they've been left in front a long way from home. They've had a lot of time to think about it. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, not a huge amount, because remember only
they've
3 weeks.
They've been on top for that last month.
No, 3 weeks, because Collingwood's tumble started about 3 weeks ago.
But they've been in front long enough for it to affect that this is, you know, the mindset goes to, let's make top 4, to suddenly we're on top for 3 weeks, we should be winning the premiership. Mm. They were lucky to beat at Collingwood.
Yeah, they were.
They were lucky to beat Collingwood. So Adelaide have got their issues. Brisbane have suddenly now got injuries. Hipwood is out.
Yeah.
Berry's got that shoulder problem. He probably keeps playing, but how will he...
Neil misses
Neil
this
has
week.
Missed the last 3 or 4
See,
weeks.
See, that's where I reckon Brisbane are vulnerable against Hawthorn this week.
Possibly. I mean, Hawthorn have got a few out though themselves.
Yeah, still.
So Collingwood are on the skids a bit, albeit I reckon they were pretty good against Adelaide. Gold Coast, are they seasoned enough? You'd say 100-1. Hawthorn are a good team. Have they got enough forward firepower? They got no Day in the midfield. No. Who else we got there? Freo probably don't make it. GWS are probably a bit of a wild card.
And the Dogs.
Yeah, if GWS and the Dogs. And Brisbane, if they get some players back, their midfield is so deep that they can overcome a few issues.
You wouldn't be upset if the Dogs and GWS got rolled out of the first week of the finals.
No, absolutely not. No, I don't reckon they will.
Because Geelong, if Geelong have a bogey team in the comp, right now it's the Giants.
It is. And the way the Bulldogs play, I reckon, could really worry the Cats.
Yep.
I'd hate for us to lose the first final and have to play one of those two.
Yeah.
You could be the old Bjorn Borg and Wimbledon sort of style.
Straight sets. Yes. Bjorn Borg never got rolled in straight sets.
No, he didn't.
He won in straight sets.
That's what I mean, straight sets. He had a win.
He was very good. What are you monitoring there, Benny?
I'm just looking at, we've got races today.
At the Bull?
Yeah, we don't have anything in this, Kingy, so we can just keep moving on.
So last round, Richmond, no Shannon Neal. Who comes in, Benny?
I was thinking about this Skingy too, and I...
Is it Ollie Henry gets a...
They've probably got enough forwards. That's the thing. They've got...
Is it a midfielder?
I would have thought of maybe a midfielder.
Is it a
because
Clark?
The midfield is where you may need someone through the finals if there's an injury.
Nevitt?
You'd have to think. Mm. You'd have to think Nevitt perhaps gets another crack. I mean, I think you've got Cameron... you've got, obviously, Stengel, you've got Dangerfield, you've got Martin, you've got Manor sort of rolling around in there as well, close. You know Neil is going to come back, So your forward line is pretty set. The area of the ground where there's probably a concern, if there is one, is the midfield. Do you get another game, another senior game into a Nevitt, given the fact that if you do need him, then he's played two of the last three at senior level, so it's not too far removed from expecting him to come in and be like serviceable. That's what I would have thought, Kingy, but the Lord moves in mysterious ways.
Does Mitch Duncan get a farewell game?
No, absolutely not. You're trying to win a premiership. I wouldn't have thought so. I think...
Even as the sub?
Yeah. Would you want that? That's token. Would you really want that? I mean, they got him to 300. I mean, I can see it. I don't think so. I think you're trying to win a premiership. Yeah. They're very hard to win. You've put yourself in a position to be winning one if things fell your way.
Be ruthless.
Yeah, I would have thought. I think you're much better served getting a game into a bloke who you may need. You're not going to Mitch Duncan in the finals.
Do you need to get a game into Buse? Because he's a bloke you may need.
Yeah, that's another one. I could see that. 100% could see that. Who does Mullen go to this week? There's not an obvious player. Maybe does he go to a Prestia?
Mm.
Try to shut down a Prestia? Because I'd love to see them continue his tagging. Goulden got off the chain a little bit on the weekend.
No.
Not horrendously, but he did at times.
But he wasn't damaging.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. But I'd love to. I mean, Geelong should be beating Richmond. I'd love to see them just continue to tag. So maybe Prestia is their, you know, bloke who can get 30-odd. Mullen will have him for speed. Might be an opportunity to, with Mullen, to try and be a bit more offensive, try and get more involved. Hopefully the scoreboard's in the favour of the Cats. It's not as detrimental if you give him a bit of space to try and then break away and use your speed to get away from him, because he'll have him for speed. So that might be a good opportunity to try and get a bit more playmaking, or have an opportunity for him to be a more playmaking midfielder than just a complete shutdown player.
I know we're factoring this as all Geelong winning this, Benny. Are we being disrespectful? Richmond are no chance of beating Geelong, are they? Like, they've just come off losing to North Melbourne by, 50 points?
And Sheasel and Davies Uniacke had it 94 times between them. Look, if let's put it this way, Kingy. If Richmond beat Geelong...
Geelong aren't winning the flag.
Something's gone horribly wrong.
Yeah, and Geelong...
Horribly
wrong. And then Geelong probably have to go to Brisbane for
this will be one of these games, Kingy, where we just need to get through with no injuries.
Yeah.
And I don't think Geelong are going to win by 100 points.
No, just control it.
They'll just hopefully win by... six goals.
Get three or four up at quarter time.
Maybe perhaps like the Essendon game.
Yep.
Never really looked like getting beaten. Guys go into a bit of
self-preservation
mode to try and make sure that they're right. It's human nature for that. I would have thought that, you know, if they could get away with a 40-point win, you'd take that, and no injuries is a thing. Just move on with no injuries.
Yep. Steve Hawkins joining us pre-game.
Oh.
The boss.
Oh.
On Saturday.
What are you making of all this Isaac Rankin stuff, King?
It's dragged out far too long.
Oh my God.
Just make a decision. If he's like,
he either said it or he didn't.
Well,
there's precedent.
Didn't he pick up the phone and apologise to the person he said it to?
I don't know. Did he?
That was being reported, I'm sure.
Oh, I don't know. I don't delve too deeply into the sort of George Fungus sort of style.
I really don't want to talk about it because, like, it doesn't impact the Cats. It's not a great look for the game. Yeah, just get it resolved.
Yeah, it's got dragged on all week.
Yep.
Seems a bit bizarre.
But based on the comments you've made previously about the AFL haven't helped himself, you're bringing in Snoop Dogg to be your grand final performer, whose lyrics...
Yeah, it's littered.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, it's just double standards.
Yeah. Cats this weekend, 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and then we get a week off. No VFL... unfortunately, so the Cats boys beat the Swans in the last round. Wouldn't have mattered anyway, even if they'd made up the percentage on Coburg, because in the end, Williamstown beat Richmond.
Any word on any sort of match practice that they might be able to get?
They're waiting, I think, for Collingwood potentially to get bundled out, because Collingwood are the only club that are lower ranked of the other clubs in the VFL. So everybody else is finished. So they're relying on Collingwood probably losing this week to maybe get something.
Would the Cats consider bringing in a... Jake Collegeasney this week for one senior game?
Yeah, that's not beyond the realms of possibility. Has he played enough? Is he fit enough?
Well, they've got to find out. This is the only way they're going to do it. No. This is the game where they could do it and still probably win anyway.
Or are they starting to do the planning of, okay, these are our likely opponents, do some modelling. Does Jake Collegeasney fit into how we want to defend against X, Y, and Z. And that and they might come back with, actually, you know what, he doesn't. But Jed Bewes might.
Yeah, possibly. But the other thing, you say that, then you get two injuries, and then that all goes out the window because you actually need him.
Correct.
I wonder whether it might be a savvy move to rest, I don't know, a Tom Stewart, Connor O'Sullivan.
Yep.
He's certainly not resting De Koning. He missed some time.
Zach Guthrie. Yep.
Get in Jake Colajasny. Don't have any great expectation, but you've at least got that one senior game under his belt so that when he, if he is required, I mean, it's only against Richmond, but it's still a game. It's still a senior game, and he needs to play.
Yeah.
He needs to play. I mean, Busey's the one that's had the continuity of playing, albeit at VFL level, but he's played. Colajasny's the one who needs to play.
Although Busey didn't play last week. He was a carryover.
Right.
Which makes me
think. But he hasn't missed time.
No. Nah, well, he did earlier in the year. He hasn't played a huge amount of footy throughout the year. I would be, I think maybe they've carried over Buse with a view to playing him this week.
Possibly. It'd be really interesting, Kingy, what they do there, because you know, they're trying to win a final series, and you're going to need more than just the 23 that we had on Sunday.
Although the 23 Sunday, I think that was at the third time that 23 had played together in 4 weeks.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That's their team, I reckon. Yeah. That is the team.
That's their
go-to team if they get no injuries this week.
We're recording this on a Thursday, arvo, so team comes out in about 4.5 hours, 5 hours from now. So it'll be interesting to see. Chris Scott does media tomorrow, so I will ask the questions tomorrow about just what did you consider in regards to getting AFL games into some blokes. Depending on who they pick, yeah. Well, maybe we might see 3 or 4 changes tonight. We'll definitely see one, Shannon Neal. Who comes in for him? Is it Ollie Henry? Is it a midfielder? We'll find out, and then we've got to work out from there.
Yeah,
what other changes there might be. So, yeah, be interesting. Some questions, Benny?
Yeah, I love questions.
Apologies, the KFCX. Unfortunately, we didn't fire it out, but we will fire off the big footy. Khan Catters, g'day boys. Solid effort by the Cats over in Mumbai. Wonder if they took a pallet of baked beans with them, a la warning on tour in India. Love the game of Notre Dame. I like this. What is Notre Dame referring to? Mullen and O'Connor, the Fighting Irish.
Right.
It's very good. Notre Dame in the college football, the Fighting Irish. Yeah. They don't take a backward step and clearly get under the table of under the skin of their opponents. Reckon that dual tag threat, Mullen inside and O'Connor backline, will be useful in September. Do you reckon Collar gets back in for finals? And if so, for who? Is De Koning vulnerable? Can't see Mitch or Guthrie getting a look in at Go Cats.
No, I don't think De Koning's vulnerable. I thought he actually played quite well against Sydney. He's there's no replacement for him at 203. I mean, I suppose you could argue that depends upon who they're playing the matchups. I don't think he's vulnerable. You're certainly not taking him out to put Colajasny in. Not given how much football Jake's missed. I would have thought that's a no-brainer. And I thought that De Koning, without a sort of a designated matchup against Sydney, they don't have any real sort of, they had McLean, but he actually played quite well when he's able to roam around a bit. He's got good range. I thought he mopped up pretty well. So I think that's something that, you know, the Cats can do if they don't have a specific matchup for him.
Livid Anki, getting in early. Great call as always. I love Benny's one-liners. He comes out with some beauties. Please don't encourage him. From time to time, you refer to players by their nicknames, and it sometimes takes me a minute or two to work out who you're referring to. What are some of the players' nicknames, and do you know how they originated? There's not many that...
Well, Merrick.
Yeah.
Mark O'Connor is Merrick.
Yeah.
Because Dom Lonigan thought that his name was Merrick, and he asked, I think he might ask Joel Selwood, he goes, what about our new recruit Merrick? And he goes, who? He goes, Merrick. You mean Mark? So they call him Merrick.
Because the Irish accent, the Mark sounded like
he couldn't
Merrick.
Work out Merrick. Merrick.
Yeah. Shannon Neal is Scratcher.
Yeah, well, everyone that's Neal is Scratcher.
Yeah. The play will play for Geelong.
Toby Conway's Loch Ness. Because no one's ever seen him.
I don't think anybody calls him that at the club.
No, I don't think anybody does too. I'd love Chris Scott to say that Loch Ness is... We've still no update on that foot, Kingy. Do you find that a little bit odd?
Yep.
Yeah.
And the question will be asked.
That means to me that it's serious.
Yeah. In terms of nicknames outside of just throwing a Y or K cutting a surname short. I really don't know of anybody.
They're all pretty, you know, Blitzarves is Blitz.
Yeah.
Holmes is no relation. We weren't allowed to use that on K-Rock. We got kiboshed for calling him no relation.
Great word, kibosh.
Yeah. Didn't we, though, Kingy?
We did.
But we did call him no relation for a little bit.
Yeah,
there's some and good then you get on the Twitter and just look down who is no relation.
Good names.
Do we know? Do you think we should say why he was no relation, why he was called no relation?
Yeah.
So we called him no relation because he was no relation to the great Larry Holmes.
The boxer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also John.
Yes. You can do your own research. Yeah. Steve Johnson had a great nickname.
Dogger.
Yeah, because he had a dog's body.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who else is there, Kingy. In terms of nicknames. Obviously, Zach Tui was Reg.
Yep.
Player-wise.
There's nobody.
I don't think there's Grind Myers. I don't think they have a nickname for Grind Myers. No. They had a nickname. I don't know whether the Cats actually use it for Tyson Stengel. I'd have to text Dan Menzel. Because when he was drafted,
yeah,
I remember ringing Dan Menzel, say, not drafted, but recruited to the Cats. I remember ringing Dan and saying, What can you tell me about old mate? And he said, oh, the old, I can't think of the name.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll have to find it. But he has a nickname that he played with.
With West
Tigers. Yeah, but I don't think it's actually come across the border. Cameron is obviously Jezza.
Yeah.
I mean, the danger field is danger. It's not like the days of Joel Corey, is it? Smithy.
Yeah.
Stephen King, I think, named him that because he didn't have a surname.
Corey Enright. Boris.
Boris.
Yeah. Buddha.
Yeah, Buddha.
Yeah. Do you know what Doug Wade's nickname? Do you know what Doug Wade's nickname was? Puddin.
Was it?
Yeah, because
bit of puddin. Josh Hunt.
Yeah. Long. Ronnie Burns.
Long Ron. They reckon that Long Ron. He wasn't that. Not he wasn't circumcised. He was circumnavigated.
And then you go back, Paul Viner.
What?
Paul Viner that played in the 63 flag.
What was his name?
His name was the Swede because they thought he was Swedish. Right. And he wasn't Swedish.
He wasn't. He was from Belmont. It's like that bloke from St Kilda.
He's actually from, Paul Viner was from Tassie.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think who else some other nicknames there, Kingy.
Bruce and Ian Nankervis.
Yeah.
The Leyland brothers.
Yes. But that was more outside yeah, within the four walls. Yeah. Who else had some good nicknames?
Do you reckon anybody called the Five Gazook?
No. Other than me. The great Gazooki. No one talked to the Gazook. The footy clubs
Bernard Tui?
Huck. Yeah, but everybody, Tui's Huck.
Yeah.
The footy clubs are great for nicknames.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of ones that are, you know, PG. Well, there's a few that aren't PG.
No, we'll move on. Right. We've got some more questions. We could be stuck on that topic for a while. Very quickly from FoxDog50, question on the Rowan Marshall situation. What's your thoughts on what he's worth? Contracted still with St Kilda, 30 next year. I'd say we'd have to give up our first rounder plus more. Or would you rather try and get a player like Laddams or Reeves or even the Formula One driver from Port Adelaide, Dante Vizzantini, for a pick in the late 60s? They have no trade value as second string ruckman. Hope a player like Mitch Edwards can blossom next year, and for some miracle, Loch Ness might give us one game.
Well, I'd love for the Cats to get Marshall. I think 29, 30, into sort of 31, 32 is your absolute prime as a ruckman. Mm. They take a little bit more time, obviously. Everyone knows that. And I think those 28 to 32 years of age is when your ruckmen are at their prime. What do they got to give up to get him? Well, I mean, if he wants out... If he says to St Kilda, you've just drafted De Koning and you're paying him 1.7 and you're paying me 800,000 and clearly you don't rate me because you went and got a ruckman, I'm not really capable of playing permanent forward. I can go up there and take your mark and kick your goal a pinch hit, but I'm not and you're getting Ben King to come back and play next year as well.
Yep.
So where do you plan on playing me? I want out.
Mm.
Then it becomes... The leverage is, you know, Geelong will have to do a deal, but St Kilda aren't then likely to want to have a player who's just told them, I don't want to play for you anymore.
And St Kilda might have to pay some of that Kanga too.
Well, that would all have to be worked out. I don't know you'd give up a first rounder. I would have thought
it's not a great draft next year.
Mm,
this year.
I mean, get a bit of a package together of players and a second rounder? I don't know. But I think the leverage becomes how hard Rowan Marshall goes at the club and says, look, you've put, painted me into a corner here.
Mm.
You clearly don't rate me because you're paying a fortune to a bloke from another club. I don't know, but that would be a great get for the Cats. If they could somehow pull that off, that would be what they're classifying as a coup.
Also, the caller on the fifth quarter brought up the idea of resting Stanley. I can totally understand why we would and play Edwards, but I highly doubt we will. It made me think, if Stanley got injured, who would you think Geelong would bring in as our ruck in the finals?
Well, I think they'd play Blitzarves in the ruck and try and fashion a few things around that. That would be their second string ruckman. Then you probably have to get Shannon Neal to go in and do the pinch hitting.
Bit of deconing.
Possibly deconing.
Which I know you hate.
Yeah, I do. I mean, look, if it's break in case of emergency and it's pinch hitting, okay. I probably if you've got no other option, then you've just got to do it.
Let's have a look at the ruckman that are left in the AFL finals. So Riley O'Brien.
He's a battler. He's okay, but yeah, he's a battler.
Darcy Fort right now is holding out Oscar McInerney.
Yeah, I find that bizarre, but yeah.
Battler.
Yeah, he's okay, but yeah, he's a Reece Stanley arrangement.
Then you're Cameron.
Well, he's a gun.
Yeah, all right. Dogs, English.
Good.
Yep.
Gun.
Giants have got...
Big old Briggsy.
Yep.
He's pretty good.
Yep.
He's off Broadway a bit, but he's pretty good.
Freo, Darcy.
And Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah, good.
Good combo.
Yep.
And who am I missing? Team? Oh, Gold Coast.
Yeah, well, they got Wits. He's real good.
Big Wits.
Yeah. So there's some good ruckman.
There's a bloke with a nickname.
He's got a couple of nicknames.
Dim.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm missing a club. Who have I missed? Hawthorn.
He's Meek. He's come on in leaps and bounds.
Ned Reeves is an interesting one. So Ned Reeves, Geelong linked. So grew up at Eyre's Inlet.
Dad worked at the club.
Justin.
He?
Yeah. Before going on to be CEO of the Hawks.
Yeah.
I think living back down this way. I think they've never severed ties completely. I think Eyre's Inlet.
Rumor the mail from the Hawthorn fans that I know.
Yeah.
Is he's incredibly soft.
Okay.
And then the Meek was ironically. Pardon the pun, but he was anything but Meek.
Yeah.
That was the difference.
Right.
That's what puts Meek into the side and ousted Reeves.
Right.
He plays with a real physicality, Meek, and Reeves doesn't. Although Reeves is about 2'10", isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting, Kingy, but I'm telling you, if they could pull off Rowan Marshall into that ruck spot, that would be gun. That would be gold.
Dudas Maximus, does Stevie J deserve an innovation award from the AFL for the J curve? It has improved goal scoring by all skill levels from all acute angles. Not Fosbury flop level, but revolutionary nonetheless.
Yeah, he has. He's
And he loves the fact Stevie didn't know that we call it the J curve on K Rock Footy, and he was listening to us and he goes, I can't believe you blokes call it that.
Really? he should be getting royalties from some players who can't kick straight.
Yep.
Because he's helped sort some of their problems out.
Hmm. Yeah, the blokes who got a little bit twitchy, 25 out directly in front.
Are snapping from directly in front.
Yep.
There's plenty of them.
Hmm.
Draper. Harry Mackay.
Yep.
Some of the King boys. It has made that shot that used to be probably a 20 to 30% chance into a, 75 to 80% chance from that pocket, particularly if you're on the right side for your kicking leg. It's made that and that's practiced all the time. So it's actually King. It's not the most difficult skill, really. I don't think. As long as you kick, you just have to hit the ball in the right spot. But it's not. A much harder skill for mine is marking the ball at full tilt on the lead. That's an incredibly hard skill. If you're running at full bore and as a low pass coming and marking it in your hands out in front, that is incredibly hard to do. But that snap, because it's just about hitting the ball in the right spot. And if you don't hit in the right spot, it goes shallow. If you hit the belly of the ball, it goes off. But all you do is got to hold the ball right and hit it in the right spot. And the ball does the rest, the work for you, Kingy.
Cats, 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 cats.
Plenty of cats.
Why do the Cats have a different logo on their Guernsey than the logo used for everything else? The one the Guernsey looks 100,000 times better than the normal one. Let's just use that for everything. So there are two logos. So there's the club logo, the shield style logo that you see. But on the jumper, the logo has what is referred to as the Slinky Cat. So it's a really thin design. My understanding is, I got explained this to me by somebody at the club a couple of years ago who's no longer there, but this was that there was a logo for the players so that it's only found the general public can't wear that logo. That you won't find that on any merchandise is what my understanding is.
Right.
That logo is only on club issue apparel for players and staff.
Right.
Is how I understand it. So, yeah.
And Do all clubs do this?
No. Somebody told me Joel Corey was influential. So, you know how Geelong went from the old GFC logo, which I think they last wore in 07, and they did that rebrand from just Geelong to Geelong Cats in 08.
Yep.
And somebody told me Joel Corey was a bit influential in that the players had ownership, like that, what of the of a logo,
right,
is what how I understand. I'm happy to be wrong, told differently, but that's my understanding of it.
What a star he was, doing it off the field as well, Joel Corey.
Yes, the Ranger gents. We'll know more before the time you record, but I think Neil's suspension is a joke. I hope they have a clearer vision than AFL released. We haven't seen anything that shows contact was high or even sufficient for a charge. Looks like more an accentuation of contact. I feel we get the worst calls from Mr. Christian. That was the first suspension of a Geelong player this year. I had to go well back into last year to find a Geelong player suspended.
Well, I saw that headline and had to do a little bit of a double take. Mm. Thought that's a good effort, disciplined footy.
Yeah.
Particularly is that there is always that chance that, I mean, Shannon Neal wasn't doing anything outside the bounds of footy. He's bumped a bloke or sort of shepherded, made contact, for want of a better phrase, with a guy who's half his size. Mm. And accidentally must have brushed his head. So it's not like he's actually really done anything wrong. It's just as soon as the head gets involved, we've suddenly got to suspend blokes. It makes us feel better about ourselves.
Various results impact who we play in the qualifying final. Presuming we play at the G, who would you prefer, Lions, Suns or Pies?
I don't think you play whoever you match to play. I mean,
you're better than 50% chance of beating the Suns.
I think you'd be very disappointed if you didn't beat the Suns.
And then you're a toss of the coin against the Lions and Matt Collingwood.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, Collingwood.
How qualified?
Collingwood, I know a pebble style egg on the skids. Yeah, but look, they were good last week. Their best is very good. They're experienced. They're tough. They're hard to score against. Do they score enough? Probably not. That's what keeps other teams in the game. And Brisbane, well, they've got a really deep midfield. I know they've got a few injuries there, but their midfield, they came down here and they torched the Cats. Geelong had no answer for their midfield. But now they've suddenly got some more injuries on top of that, including Hipwood. You'd like to think you could beat everyone.
Hmm.
Gold Coast, you'd tick. Brisbane, Collingwood, it'd be probably far tougher assignments.
Son of God at 29. Quality win by the Cats with Jezza not a factor. Big scratch suspension could be a really good thing with him having 2 weeks off pre-finals. Do you think we'll see Molly or Polkinghorne give a game, or will they just go with Ollie Henry as next cab off the rank? Well, we think they might go a midfielder.
Well, look, I don't know. Kingy, there's so many. You wouldn't know with the Cats, but so many ways to look at it. I wouldn't have thought that they would have another debutant. I don't know. It's a hard one because do you want to give a game? This would be a good game to give a kid a game to. Don't get me wrong. But I just think it's when you were playing for what the Cats are playing for, you're so close to the finals, I think you want to think about what might happen in the next 5 weeks and what are the ramifications of who you play this week, and putting in a player who you know you're not going to play in the finals.
Yep.
It wouldn't make sense to me. It would be more play somebody here. Okay, you might drop them the following week, but then you might need them the week after, and you're thinking, okay, they've played senior footy within the last 3 weeks.
Yep. Kingy, the list could be in for an overhaul. Would you say Duncan, Guthrie, Stanley are probably gone for different reasons? I don't think Stanley's gone.
If they get Marshall, he would be.
Yeah.
Yep.
Duncan, yes. Cam Guthrie, don't know. It's a very weak draft this year. Clubs will be reticent to go with what they don't know. They'll rather go with what they can. And it might be a year that you can afford to keep Cam Guthrie for one more.
Possibly. If you're getting Warple, that makes it... He probably drops down a peg there. Hasn't played footy for 2 years effectively.
Well, three.
Yeah.
2022 is the last time he had a real crack at it, Benny.
Yeah, 3 years. I just think he's far too injury
prone. Or does he put his hand up?
He kept breaking down this year.
Does he put his hand up himself and go?
Probably.
Because he was only on managed minutes too on the weekend. So, like, where's he getting footy? Well, he's not getting any footy now.
I think he might just see the writing on the wall and drift off into the sunset. I mean, what would he come back next year? Is he, what, a 34-year-old?
Yeah, thereabouts, yeah.
34-year-old having missed 3 years.
Hmm.
It doesn't seem to add up to me.
Love the look of Mitch Edwards as a future ruck. Any news on Conway? The club has been awfully quiet about it. Say they're still working through it. Hopefully we get some clarity.
They'd know. They'd have to know by
now.
You would
think.
A week and a half afterwards. They've got no idea what's wrong with him.
Well, it's only two weeks, Benny.
No, they'd know. It's just, I don't know why they prolong it. It just creates more of a storm. If they don't know, then they need to get doctors who do. They need to change their doctor.
Daz Broncos was well off the plastic here, watching Scratcher do the business in the first half. Pretty much full Ken Bruce. Looking forward to the day he goes for a full match and kicks a full-on bag. Much nudeness will ensure. Who gets a farewell this week? Guthrie not fit enough, so only really Bewes and Duncan are options. Bewes won't necessarily be a farewell game if he plays. They'll have that. He will be in there. Well, he was emergency last week. He's in there. I would say there's a number, probably 27 or 28 blokes they legitimately think they're going to use between now and September 27.
And he's one of those. Yep. And if you're bringing him in, if they're bringing him in, you're not thinking, oh, my God. You're thinking we've got an experienced player who's been there, done that, who has had a continuity of footy this year. So you, as a fan, you're not going, oh, my God. It's a great luxury for the Cats to have players like that waiting in the wings.
Yep. And given Scratcher got the worst MRO call of the season, does Kingy's favourite Polkinghorne get a crack? No, Jay Polkinghorne won't get a crack, although he's had a great first year. I think
30-something goals.
Yeah, 32 goals in the VFL. First year of open-age footy.
Yeah,
he's a really impressive return. There are all the questions, Benny.
Well done, Kingy.
Would you like to do...
I notice there's nothing on your sheet there in terms of time stamps that need to be taken out, so which is good. Cause
it's all upstairs.
You'd just be able to hit upload.
No, it's all up in the
head,
Benny.
What are you going to be taking out?
Oh, when you knocked the microphone before.
No, that's fine. I
think it's going to be pretty stock standard this week, Benny. You've kept yourself fairly tidy.
Yeah, look, I haven't transgressed.
But do you know what, though? I might take something out. And do you know why? Because that means you'll go back and just reassess.
Be transgressed. I hope you don't, Kingy, because I did notice a clean sheet over there, which is... Peter Schmeichel.
The old clean sheet, you're good. Are we doing Hydro's Heroes?
We are, Kingy. I think...
I love how you've prepared for this. I thought you'd just have it open on your phone, ready to go.
Yeah, well, Kingy, I'm not that sort of arrangement. But so this week, Kingy, the next pod numbers... Well, we've got five numbers here, so we have to whip through these.
Right.
So we've got 16.
Yep.
17.
Ha! Stephen Reynoldson.
Yeah. Bluey.
Yeah, it'd have to be Bluey, wouldn't it?
41, 42 and 43.
Right, okay. 16, let's roll down. Not many contenders in the 16. In the... I think it's Billy.
Has to be Billy, doesn't it?
Rod Blake, though, has claims.
I know, you said that last week, Kingy. What's Rod Blake's...
178 games.
Yeah.
For the Cats or thereabouts. Just looking.
And did you say it was run up in the Brownlow?
I think he finished run up in a Brownlow. 176 games, 113 goals.
Yeah, so he could kick a goal as a big fella.
But Billy, 198 games, 441 goals in an era when he played in a forward line where there was...
Great Gazooki.
Yeah, but Gavin Exel was kicking goals. Barry Stoneham was kicking goals. I think... Yeah. Well, there's not many options. It's actually Billy... Rod Blake or Sam DeConing.
Or Charlie Gardner.
Or Charlie Gardner just sneaks
in. How many games did he play?
51.
Now working at Collingwood.
Correct.
Yes. Well, it probably has to be Billy, doesn't it? I mean, you could argue Rod Blake was a more proficient player, but Billy, for his flair and for his ability to kick a goal, high mark, long kick, he probably... And he goes into your team, Kingy.
Yep. And do you know what? He actually played well in the grand finals Geelong lost.
Yeah, he
especially
did.
94.
Yep.
I think he kicked five. He took that mark over Ashley McIntosh.
Yep.
Yep, go with Billy. 17. Now, 17. There are...
Some great names here, King.
Right, so Sam Newman.
Yes.
Bluey. McGrath.
Yes.
Shagger Burns.
Yes.
Stephen Reynoldson qualifies.
Yes.
Big Sav.
The biggest Sav of Radigalea, yes.
Gavin Exel just sneaks in.
He was a good goal kicker, big Gav.
Gavin Exel... Halfway through 1989, I think was sitting top five in the goal kicking, and by the end of the year
he was gone.
He was gone. Was he out of the side?
He was. Yeah.
He finished his career at.
I don't know.
Fitzroy.
Oh, did he?
He went to Fitzroy in 92. Yep. And was still kicking goals in Country Victoria in the mid 2000s.
Gavin Exel.
Yep.
Good player, left footer.
Yep.
Shocker blonde hair.
Yep.
Well, it probably
great mates with Busey.
There's probably an easy one here, King, isn't there, really, being my ruck?
Yeah, Steve Reynoldson. No, it's Sam Newman. Bluey Stiff.
So, do you know we had Steve Reynoldson on K-Rock, right?
And he, yeah, we spoke to him because he played for Brisbane and Geelong.
We did. And so back in the day, he used to be down here in Geelong, obviously, but he used to be friends with a friend of my brother's, right, whose name was Tim Cox, who was quite a good cricketer, local cricketer. Mm. He now lives in England. But anyway, he and Steve Reynoldson were quite friendly, I think, for whatever reason. They might have gone to uni together or they did something together. And my brother told me that Steve, before we had Stephen Reynoldson on K-Rock, he told me that they used to go, the boys, they used to go, Stephen Reynoldson would be going, Timothy Cock. So, and I thought that Stephen Reynoldson would know exactly what I was talking about.
And he didn't.
When we had him on, I did that on K-Rock. I went, Timothy Cox. And there was just nothing. And then when I got off the phone, yeah, I rang another guy and said, what was this rubbish you gave me at Timothy Cox? And he goes, I haven't laughed so hard in all my life. He said, that Timothy Cox, Severance had never said that. What we used to say. Anyway, I got absolutely stitched up there.
Kid. You did. So 41-42.
That was Ross Crichton doing that.
Very good local footballer, yeah. Ross Crichton. 41-42.
Not the Ross Crichton I know.
Oh, different.
He can sud for Australia.
Different Ross
Crichton. He's the father-in-law, or to be father-in-law of one of the Cats.
The 41.
Yes, Kingy.
Nobody qualified. Well, okay, I'm going to get somebody. This is going to be a qualification in the other way. Who was number 8?
Yeah, Josh Hunt. He wore 41 originally.
Yeah. Is he the number 8 in this team, or was Collar Jasny? I think it was Collar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm bringing Josh Hunt in, I think.
No, the 8 was Ron.
Oh, was it Long Ron?
Yeah.
I think Josh Hunt has to be the 41.
Yes.
Because he actually wore it in more than 50 games.
Yes.
Yep.
I think you're probably right, King, because it's
there's nobody else.
Yes.
Mummy's next, and he didn't play 50 games.
Yep.
So that easily resolves itself. So Josh Hunt, which yes. I think played 50-odd games, 55 or 56 in the 41. He was actually wearing the 41 when Nick Davis escaped his clutches.
He was. He stood there behind the stoppage and the old stoppage. I love saying stoppage. And then that was unfortunate. I saw that replayed not so long ago, a couple of days ago, King.
The 42?
Well, the 42 is Adrian Hickmont.
Or Mark O'Connor.
Yeah, probably Adrian Hickmont, do you think?
He only played 50 games.
Well, he was probably better than Mark O'Connor, wasn't he?
144 games player and a premiership player.
Mark O'Connor?
Yeah.
Is he played 144 games?
Yep.
Crikey.
You've
got to go Mark O'Connor. He's in your team too.
He is. Yep. I've got to run with player Benny.
And what about 43? Does anybody even qualify?
No.
Who was the player we got wore 43? We got him from another club. Tristan, did he wear 43?
Tristan Lynch?
Yeah.
No, wore 44.
Did he? Oh, I was only one off.
So the most games in 43 belong to Russell Merriman.
Really?
Yep.
Rusty?
Grizzy. Well, good nickname, Grizzy.
How many did he play?
He played 13 in the 43 before going to 13.
Is that the most number of games played in 43?
3, yep.
13?
Yep.
Jeez, that's a forgotten about number, given how well furnished 44, 45,
now,
46
I'm just trying are. To. I'm just trying to think. I think, did Josh Walker Josh Walker started in the 43?
Did he?
Before he went to 34.
You've got a memory. Okay, I don't remember that.
Yeah, let me just
then check. He went to what? 34.
No, sorry, he started in the 42. Sorry, I apologise. Then he went to 34, which was his grandfather's number.
King, that's bad from you.
I apologise. I'm putting Russell Merriman in there. So he had a great nickname.
He's in my team,
yeah.
Rusty.
Yeah.
So he'll be on the pine.
So his nickname was at St Joseph's, where he came. So he played in a flag in St Joey's in 1989.
Yeah.
Went to the Waffle, I think, and then Geelong got him in 91. Might have spent 1990.
And what was his nickname?
Grizzy.
Grizzy, why? Yeah.
Rusty Griswold.
Right.
From National Lampoon's.
Grizzy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so he was Rusty, which became Rusty.
Does he come back every now and then?
He's still in Geelong.
Still in Geelong.
Yep. I'm actually in a I'm in a punters group with him.
Right.
So I'm catching up with him for a couple
Is he a good punter?
Yeah, he goes all right. I'm catching up with him for a couple of frothies.
Couple of refreshments.
What's the Saturday after grand final? What's that first race, mate? Is that Turnbull? On the 4th of October?
King, you got me there. It's a week before the Caulfield Guineas, possibly.
Yeah. So anyway, I think it's Turnbull Stakes Day. So yeah. So all right. So 16, Billy. 17, Sam Newman. 41, Josh Hunt. 42, Mark O'Connor. And 43, Russell Merriman. And Benny's got a runner called Sunday Buzz.
Yeah, this is a 3,000 metre race. It's being taken on for the Lee King, which is not ideal. But we're looking forward to Saturday, Cats. Should get the win, no injuries, and then on to the finals. Geelong will be, if they get no injuries Saturday, they will be as well placed as they've ever been to win a premiership.
The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, locally owned and operated for over 40 years.